Good morning. I am Skip LaFleur. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? Friday morning. One more day you are stepping up. Congratulations. One more day you are doing something to move you forward, to get you closer to that dream, those goals, those plans, even really a lot bigger than that, that vision, that overriding, compelling vision that is so much bigger than the day-to-day grind that you're going through, so much bigger than even those short-term goals. The vision of who you are, what you're all about, why you're put on this earth, the reasons that you've created in your own head, that vision is getting you up early every single morning. It's helping you stay awake at night. It's helping you make better decisions every single day about what to do and what not to do. And it's in that, in the back of your mind, hopefully by you checking in every single day and two buddies, you and I, checking in every single day and just talking, just stimulating thought about this amazing adventure called life, is getting you to think in a bigger picture and take specific, consistent, and aggressive action, living in that sense of urgency to really make those things happen. I mean, it's great that you've taken the time to think about your goals and plans. It's great that you're taking action and passively listening to this conversation you and I, two buddies, having about life and how to get the most out of it, get those feelings, experiences, achievements that you really want. But it's really going to come down to the day-to-day actions, those aggressive actions, being mentally and emotionally flexible, that just because you're a great guy, just because you're ambitious, you're driven, you want the best things in life. And I already know that about you. If you're taking the time to listen to me and listen to this podcast every single day, I already know that you're that type of man. You probably already have realized this, is that although this is a great first step, it's just a first step. You having the best intentions, you even doing certain things, that's not going to work at the highest level. And you probably already know that. Even though it may put you ahead of the friends, the people you are with, it's going to take a lot more than that. You're going to have to be mentally and emotionally flexible. You're going to have to constantly evaluate, assess, monitor everything that you are thinking and what those thoughts, what they actually transpire into as far as your actions. Are those really producing those results that you really want? Are you really going after what you say, that result, that bullseye that you say? Is it really what you think it is? Or is it something more in the back of your mind, like a feeling of belonging, proving to yourself that you can do it, proving the hater is wrong? All right, are you still doing a little bit of patchwork, you know, fixing yourself, your emotions, because you're a little boy and you didn't make the team, or you didn't get the girl, or you didn't get picked for the team or whatever, and you didn't feel quite good enough? And really the things that you were doing is just to prove to yourself, and maybe on some subconscious level you're trying to prove to everybody else that you are good enough. You know, I'm trying to help you think about that. That's very common, and especially if you're an achiever or you really want to achieve at a higher level. You know, sometimes the beginning to that achiever, what creates that achiever, is not feeling good enough. And whether that's real or perceived, somewhere you've adopted that belief, and that is what is driving you right now. Could be. I'm not going to assume that. It could be. And so if you realize that, wow, I'm just trying to do this, so I belong, that I'm good enough, well, that may be okay, but you have to be conscious of that, because that may not get you where you really want to go. You know, hey, as your big brother, your friend, your coach, you know, one thing I continually work on being more of is transparent and human. You know, even though I've been totally focused on these things for so many years, even though I may have achieved quite a few things in the bodybuilding and training world, the fitness world, all the way up until things like with Mass Machine Nutrition, my bodybuilding supplement line, or my Manformation program. It doesn't matter what I accomplished. You know, I've realized that maybe I had too much of that. And in my own head, maybe it's the 10-year-old boy that was striving to gain some type of acceptance. And like I said, that's not always a bad thing. In life, no matter which direction you go, there are positives and there are things that may draw you back. And maybe there's a lot of positive things in being an achiever who's trying to prove something to the world. I see that all the time on social media, on Facebook. You know, they talk about the haters, prove them wrong. And it's people with this mentality of they're really driven by righting the wrongs of the past, showing that they belong, that they are better than those kids thought they were back in school, or whatever it is. It's very, they're motivated, they're driven by the thoughts and opinions of other people. I understand that. I get that. And I also understand, hey, if that's what drives you for more, use it. Awesome. Go for it. My challenge with that is, what's going to happen when you keep on achieving, 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 and those things maybe put a Band-Aid on those feelings inside? There's going to come a day, and maybe it's after a lot of hard work, it's a lot of achievement that you're going to understand, well, wait a second, why am I doing this? It's for other people. Because if that mix isn't right, if you're doing it to prove other people wrong, to prove to yourself that that 10-year-old boy who didn't get picked for the team, you know, he really can do it, it's going to take you a lot of work, a lot of execution. You may achieve a lot of trophies and accomplishments and things and a lot of material possessions. And then you're going to say, it took me a lot of work. And I still don't necessarily feel that way to the level that I want. It's helped. But again, it's a Band-Aid on a situation. Well, maybe I should just start accepting myself. Maybe it's this type of thought, this type of evaluation to get you focused on your vision, who you really are, what you're all about. And maybe it's not so much about, maybe you're just great as you are, even as you're going through the process. Again, that's another thing. As someone who you've come to trust to show up for you, to put you through this, to lead you through this, as a big brother, father figure, someone you may have respected my accomplishments, again, as a bodybuilder or whatever, that you're taking the time to listen to me. You know, if I'm telling you, wow, you know, those things are great. They may not get you where you are, and I can kind of tell you where it's all taken me, and I can get you on what I believe is the right track, what I've noticed in the dozens and dozens of people who I've coached in my one-on-one weekly coaching. The experience of all of us together, it might put you ahead and start at least considering these things every single day, and you may know what I'm talking about. And my goal is to get you to a level of understanding, for you to have that epiphany a lot sooner in your life, a lot sooner in this whole process than I did. If I am able to do that, then, man, I've accomplished one big goal, one big step to my vision, is to help you get that clarity, one step closer to that feeling of achievement, those experiences, those feelings that you really want, and going on the direct path. And so you might be asking me, well, won't I get on that direct path with all those achievements, those accomplishments? Yeah, Skip, look, I know that, you know, I know I've got these feelings inside. I'm just going to achieve, achieve, achieve. Well, one thing that I just want to let you know, brother, is that, you know, you are good enough going through the process, whether you're there, you're close to being whatever you think is there, or you feel like you're struggling. Right? It's all about being the best you, you being confident about the direction that you're going. It's about you taking steps. It's about building that self-esteem because you are doing things, great things like this, listening to this podcast. More than that, when I talk about your 10-second daily disciplines, where We review certain things about your day. You play full out. Those are great steps. Get you to take great actions. You got that vision in mind. You get it more and more clear about what that is every single day. Great steps, great steps, great steps. Keep on doing those things. When you get really curious, you start accepting who you are in the journey, where you can be transparent about your life and all your setbacks, and you realize it's okay, then you can really get to a place where you're doing things to hit that vision. Like, for example, I talked about my vision this week, and you really want to listen to that podcast. And I tell you, I've gone through, I've read so many books on this mental toughness. Right, so many live seminars all over the world, investing a lot of time and energy understanding and applying a lot of things that I talk about during these podcasts. I've had the opportunity, the privilege to get up close and personal with so many men who are just like you, who are just like me all over the world, to really climb into their lives. They've made their lives open to me so I can understand all these things, see where we're all common as men in these challenges. And that's given me such a unique perspective. Plus all the time, energy, money, the stepping up, where I've effectively used one-on-one coaching, which, you know, I tell you, yes, I do one-on-one coaching with men just like you all over the world. All right, 1 half hour. Every single week at the same time for that continuity and structure where, you know, right now we're talking generally about life. I'm saying the words to you. I'm stimulating thoughts. And my hope is that, you know, you're applying it to your life. You're making the right decisions. You have enough insight and perspective to really, really analyze, really assess and monitor. So you can take these words, take these thoughts that I'm stimulating in your mind and take direct action. One challenge that I always had with that, where it's been massively helpful, no doubt about it. You keep on doing that. Where I could have shaved a lot more time off the process is with the one-on-one coaching, where I'm talking specifically about my challenges. I know that as I am telling you about my experience, or I might talk about some experience that are common amongst men like you and me, as we're going through all this, this game, this challenge, this combination lock about life. I know some of them are just, man, they're just totally hitting home, right in your chest, you know, putting those goosebumps on your arm, your hair standing up in the back of your neck. I know that it's hitting home, and thank you so much for the emails that you've been sending me on your feedback. I appreciate that. That even drives me even more to produce even a better product, show up with even more purpose, more enthusiasm, more optimism that what I am doing every single morning is hitting home. So I just want to tell you, thank you so much for those emails. I know that some of them, you know, you can't quite relate to. Or should you? That's a question. Should you? There's been so many things that have been said to me by coaching, mentoring, reading books about all this mental toughness, observing other people, and I couldn't make that last step on how it applied to me exactly. That's where I had the challenge. And it's like an onion, you know, peeling the layers, all the layers back. As I go through life, as I work really hard and I accomplish this, and then I say, oh, well, that's not it. And I accomplish that. Oh, that'll give me that set of feelings. My life's going to be wonderful if I do that. Well, that's not it. Then I accomplish something huge, and I go, well, is this all there is? Well, it took me a lot of work. It took me a lot of time to realize that that wasn't exactly where I should have put my effort, right? And that's where one-on-one coaching is so massively helpful. It can cut that process because it's like with my coaching clients, is, I tell you, it's like two buddies. Like I said, if you think this is helpful, man, the one-on-one coaching just cuts through all that. When you have a skilled coach who really cares about you, who's really committed to getting you results, it's like two buddies. You know, here's your life, here's your challenge. You with your wife, your girlfriend, maybe you're single. Maybe that love and connection is what you want. Your job, your financial situation, your goals in life, your family upbringing, right? The goals that you think are going to make you feel the way you do. Every single day, we just check in. We talk about it. And it's like two buddies. We're side by side, shoulder to shoulder, you know, kind of looking at each other, talking back and forth. And it's like your life, your challenges, your strengths, your weaknesses, those goals, those plans, short-term, long-term, that vision, helping you even get more clear on all that. That's like on the other side of the room. And you and I are just observing it and talking back and forth. I can't tell you how massively helpful that is to get all this down. You know, I try to share a lot of shortcuts to the process, and I'm your guinea pig. Because if you're listening to a podcast like this, if you've been following me through my bodybuilding and training efforts over the years, you may have admired me in that world. And then after that, with Manformation, or you see that I'm taking my bodybuilding and training efforts and accomplishments, and I'm using that to dovetail me into the business world of Mass Machine Nutrition, and you like that kind of thing, well, those things will stand for themselves. I don't have to talk about those. You can be on my Facebook page, facebook.com/SkipLaCour, my YouTube channel, youtube.com/SkipLaCour, or on skiplacour.com. And I'm sure it just comes out some way, shape, or form during these podcasts. You can see those accomplishments. But what I like to do is tell you where I didn't do it quite right. Even though it may look to you like I did it very, very well, very effectively, very efficiently, well, I'm here to tell you openly, honestly, where it didn't quite work out, so you won't go down that path and just get the benefits only to a certain level. And so I talk about those feelings and emotions, and if you're trying to prove yourself to other people and you don't quite realize it, you're working hard, you're checking off your list, and you are achieving what you set out to do. It's just not going to get those feelings. Now, if you realize what it is you really want in life, and for me, you know, it wasn't about connecting or proving things to strangers so much. Maybe I didn't realize that's what I was doing. You know, for me, it was becoming the man who can attract quality people, quality relationship, my wife, my family. And not just looking at other people, well, how do I get these people in my life? How can I have this type of woman in my life, or these type of friends, or have these type of business partners? What's wrong with everybody else? Why can't I find a person like that? You know, I put the pressure on myself. I realized after many years that although I was a great guy, I had a lot of awesome intentions. I was moving and shaking and doing a lot of things other men weren't doing. I was aggressively going after them and what I believed was a certain sense of urgency. What I realized it was going to take for me to become the man to attract those type of people in my life. It wasn't going to be me being lucky enough to find those people, and by not finding those people, I was unlucky. It was all about me becoming that man. So that was the first step, putting all that pressure on me to really see it and take responsibility for all the great things that were happening in my life and all the challenging things. That took a lot of work, took a lot of insight, took coaching, a lot of the one-on-one coaching to cut through it, because I knew all this stuff. I read all the books. I've been reading all this stuff for 25 years. And what it really helped me do was I could really help people at a very high level. I could understand why people did the things they could do. It really helped me become an awesome master of helping other people create change in their life. And it helped me to a certain level. But when I got the one-on-one coaching, that's when it cut off a lot of excess work. I became so much more efficient in this whole process. And what I realized is, man, it was that connection, that feeling, creating that warm environment where I didn't really care what other people said. And even though, again, wasn't conscious that I was putting so much emphasis into, you know, having other people approve and respect and like. I mean, to me, it was all wrapped up. I do all these things for strangers all over the world. I do that because that's my business. I'm creating value, right? And so I kept on doing that. I mean, like I said, you know, the DVDs, the ebooks, the products, the coaching, all over the world, 63 countries, right? But at home, in my personal life, with the people who were 3 feet away from me, I wasn't using all that mental, emotional intelligence, all that work ethic, that to-do list every single day, that goals and vision, all of my talents, resources, and abilities. It wasn't going directly to connect with that person or people who were, and again, figuratively, 3 feet away from me. And I realized that's the bullseye that I should be been shooting for. And so I was getting a result, but I wasn't clear on why I was doing it all. So once that changed, everything changed, what I do in the day. Now, achievers might think, oh, man, you do it for the people, you know, your wife and family is important, but, man, you got to achieve, you got to achieve, you got to achieve. Trust me. When you get clear on the real reasons why you're doing things, all right, and maybe you're doing things, it's that hurt little boy from the past who's doing things, and you can get past all that, but which takes you first to understand it, and then you can go directly for that feelings and emotions, that feeling of happiness, fulfillment, whatever you're looking for, and you can go directly to it, man, you're just going to achieve at the highest level because you're pleasing the right people in life, the people you want most, who have your back the most. You became that man to have those type of people. And so all your energy and effort, your whole to-do list, your vision all includes them, and that gives you the feelings without taking a detour route. And I'll tell you, if that's the overriding message that I'll say in a million different ways to make sure it hits home with you, that's the message that I have for you, just to think about. And I know I've already said it in quite a few ways. But I'll tell you, if there's one, this vision that I have for my life is to save you from pain, excess work, to don't go on these wild goose chases. It's for you to have this warm feeling of accomplishment, those feelings that you really want. And I mean, it's to help you get there sooner rather than later, right? To not go through all that pain and all that work, inefficient work that was taking me not down the totally the wrong path, but not directly for those feelings and emotions I was going for. Now, I have a lot of ways that I want to help you. Now, here we are. I'm doing this podcast live on this Friday morning. I want to turn this podcast, as we build this Morning Connection Network, and you're listening to it, I want to turn Fridays into where I give you a 30 minutes, and if we have to go more than 30 minutes off the air, whatever it takes. These podcasts, if they go past the time that they're broadcasted live, you know, I can upload the version if it goes, as you probably have noticed, if it goes 35, 40, 45 minutes, right? I want you, if you're a man who's aggressive, things must change for you right now. On a scale from 1 to 10, it's an 11. Things must change. You know I'm the type of man who will not let you down, who will bust his ass to share all my insight and experiences to help you, right? You want to go through a 25, 35, 40 minute, I'll do whatever it takes, man formation strategy session where I can get you thinking about where you really want to go in life. What's that big vision? What are those goals? Let's get really clear what you really, really, really want, right? Because you may be holding back. You may be settling and not know it. And I just want to talk about that. Maybe that's true. Maybe it's not. I'll never assume that. But we'll talk about where you really want to go. You know, we'll create a systematic step-by-step process. I'll hold your hand during the whole process. We'll create a system, a turnkey system with my experience, not just what I've gone through, how I've helped people all over the world, just like you. So you can get closer and closer to that vision, that those plans, those goals that we got clear about you really wanting. All right, we'll talk about, you know, the limiting beliefs and those feelings and emotions that you have that you're holding on to, maybe too tightly, that aren't serving you and getting in your way, that maybe you don't even know about, like I didn't know about. You know, if someone could have come into my life earlier, like I hope to do for you, and maybe just reconsider, not tell me what to do, not tell me that my way of thinking was quote-unquote wrong, just have me consider, because I wanted that success, that those feelings and emotions so badly, I would have done it. I mean, I would have been open to it. Maybe it would have taken a while. Maybe I don't catch things the first time around. But if I would have had a coach and a mentor plant those seeds a little bit earlier, I would have come up with the right decision. I know that you would be that type of person too. So those, the things that you know, you know, many of us, we know what's getting in our way. We know our disempowering way of thinking. So we'll talk about those, and maybe I'll talk about some things that are common to men like you and me that may be getting in your way that maybe you don't realize, those obstacles that you're setting up. All right, you'll leave this man formation strategy session with this new, renewed sense of optimism. But more than that, you'll have this plan of attack. And then when you listen to this podcast every single day, I'm your coach, I'm your friend, or your buddy, helping you stay on track with the things that we've talked about. And what I want to do on Fridays during this podcast is to use this podcast where I can get you one-on-one and go live on the air. So you're going to be helping out other people, you know, as I work on you, work with you, get you clear. All right, so if that's something that you know that you want, you know you can benefit from, and you want to step up, you want to testify to the world. That's part of everything that I do. I talked about the grind yesterday, the challenges. I say, I will not let you down. I do those things on purpose. I make it public, that one more layer of accountability. See, that's why coaching works. One of the biggest reasons why is when you put some skin in the game, you commit to talking to me every single week. You commit to talking to me during this podcast, right? I mean, it's not just you letting yourself down or it's optional for you. You bring somebody else into the process who you said, hey, this is what I really want. Now it becomes public. And then you have another person say, oh, yeah, how bad do you want it? Then you're going to do these things, right? Of course I am. And that's very helpful during those times where you want to push it away or minimize its importance. But you've already decided before how important it was. It's that extra layer of accountability. All right, so I want to use these Friday podcasts to do that with you. And we'll do whatever it takes. We won't just limit it to the half an hour. All right, so if that's something that you know you want to step up and you want to help yourself, you want to testify to the world for that extra layer of accountability, get this free one-on-one coaching, all right, send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com, skip@skiplacour.com, and let's get you scheduled. I'll get you talking about it, all right? And maybe that's not your style. Maybe you got some pain, some wounds you don't want to talk about on a podcast for everybody. I respect that. I appreciate it. And I still want to help you. What I want you to do is stay connected to this podcast, of course, but also get on my Morning Connection newsletter list where, you know, I have these mental toughness strategies every single day. That's sltips.com/22. sltips.com/22. And it's going to happen within the next 2 or 3 weeks. You know, my time is really limited with Mass Machine Nutrition, my one-on-one coaching, my other business ventures, and my family. My family is really important to me. I'm going to work this in. I'm going to give. I'm going to do that vision of what I'm talking about that's going to help you and me. And what I'll do is I'll have these private one-on-one man formation strategy sessions with you. All right, I'm only going to give out 20 of them. You know, I have to be effective and efficient with my time, and I think you can understand that and appreciate that. So if that's something that you know you want one of these private one-on-one man formation strategy sessions, right, where I can just talk to you one-on-one. I'm going to make myself available to the top 20 most ambitious men who really want this, who really need this stuff. Right, so look for that within the next 2 or 3 weeks. If you already know that you want to be one of these men with a private sessions, all right, one of the 20, send me an email right now at skip@skiplacour.com. Tell me a little bit about your story. Tell me how badly you want it, how badly you want to be one of those 20 people. Take action. Take control of your life. All right? I may send you a questionnaire right away. It may be closer to 2 or 3 weeks. But you want to take action right here, right now, and do that. Okay? So take action right now. Definitely look for that. Because, you know, I've got an extensive mailing list. People follow me on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and bodybuilding.com message board. In 2 or 3 weeks, I'm going to send out an email making this available to that whole giant list for these 20 spots. So if you're listening to this right now, I already know that you're one of the more committed people to listen to this podcast. Follow up. Take one more step. Send me. Tell me what's in your heart and soul and why you want one of these 20 private, one-on-one, off the air, man formation strategy sessions. 25 minutes will get you clear on what it is that you want. Come up with a plan. Help you identify your limiting beliefs and a plan to overcome them, the ones that you're conscious of, maybe the ones that you're not conscious of. Maybe it's okay because men just like us, we all go through it. And from my insight, my experience, you'll have that little cheat sheet, so to speak. And so you're not worrying about, hey, is this just me? Right? You'll know that, hey, this is common. Now let's just address it. Also, another great thing about all this is you just know you've done one more thing to get you closer, taking action, using all the resources like me who are available to you. You know you're actually doing something. What a great feeling that is to just get that momentum going forward, right? So if that's something that you already know you want, send me that email now. Send me that letter. Explain it to me. Sell me on why it's so important to you. Do that right now before I send it out to my list. That'll really show me something, that you're one of the people who are listening to this right now before the masses do. Become one of those 20. I know if you just gave me that one shot with you, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Earn, win, fight your way. Tell me how badly you want to be one of these 20. They get one of these private one-on-one sessions. All right, hey, so what do you do every single day to put yourself ahead? You know, we're in our grind. We're in our, right, I'm not using that word. I used that for demonstration purposes only yesterday. But we're in the day-to-day challenge, the game, the puzzle, right? Our time seems like it's already packed, right? We know there's 24 hours a day and we can steal a little bit of time here and there and here and there to put us ahead. But are you doing that? And how are you doing that? I want you to start thinking about that. Something that I want to talk about in more detail in an upcoming podcast. How are you stealing time? That's what I'm doing these days. I'm always, how can I just steal time? Whether it's, you know, using technology. So on my smartphone, I've downloaded all of these programs that I invested from experts in business. Wherever I'm trying to improve, the programs that I've invested in. Maybe you've invested in the Man Formation program. Well, that's on my smartphone. And so when I have time in the gym, I'm doing cardio. I'm working out in the gym. I can listen to music. Or is there a way where I can use my time and energy more effectively? And even though I'm passively listening to an audio program from an expert who can give me those distinctions, that perspective that I don't want to have, that I want so badly in one particular area of life, just passively, you know, I'm listening and I'm absorbing it at least at some level. All right, reading, I'll tell you, you know, one thing is I've conditioned myself that I can work, pump really hard while doing cardio and still have my Kindle reader and a few pages at a time. I could never seem like I budget enough time. I always want more time. I know that you should know that your ability to focus and steal time here and there, that it's going to get you one step closer. You know, look, we're at the end of this month right now. We're 3 months into the year have gone by. It goes by so quickly. And again, with so much information, so many people pounding at you, it's your ability to steal that time, you know, just a little every single day. It's going to stack up. What are you doing right now? I'm going to revisit this, but I want you to start thinking about it. What are you doing? Because if you just do the day-to-day things that get you to just get by or maintain what you have, you're never going to get to that next level. This is a great start, listening to this Morning Connection podcast. Let's come up with a whole list of those things, and I'll share some of the things that I do with my busy schedule. Because again, I know that even if I execute my day-to-day disciplines, that's only going to get me so far ahead. I have to find a way. And there is a way. There is a way if you are truly committed. Trust me on that one. We'll come up with some ideas and some suggestions, some strategies, right? Let's go through our 10-second daily disciplines. Like, doesn't matter if I'm going over my 30 minutes on this podcast. We have the commitment. We must follow through, right? So let's go through those really quickly. What was that one thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you? It built that self-confidence, that self-esteem. What was that cool moment yesterday when you realized that life was pretty darn good? Take 3 seconds right now and visualize that one thing, experience, that accomplishment, those feelings, those emotions, you know, that vision, right? That you really want, that you really want. It's something so ambitious it's going to take you weeks. No, it's going to take you months, if not years, of you stepping up in this manner, stealing time here and there to put you ahead. Those things that we talk about, having this mindset, this mental toughness, not just passively listening to it and being entertained by it, actually applying it to your life, right? It's going to take that type of person who stretches himself in that type of manner to make it happen. Months, if not years. Okay, that's when you know the goal, the vision is juicy enough. It's rich enough. It's compelling enough. Take 3 seconds right now and step into that picture of what you really want. And it's okay if you just decide on something right now, and the more and more we do this, you crank it up and make it more ambitious later. That's fine. That's awesome. Is what you're doing right now really helping you get closer to the results that you really want? Like I just shared earlier, I was doing all these things, and I was accomplishing them and achieving them and impressing a lot of people, sometimes even impressing myself. But it took a little bit more thought and time and actually achieving those things to really understand that was the result that I really wanted. And so they really weren't getting me there, right? They weren't getting me there because that wasn't the result that I really wanted. I just didn't know it. So is what you're doing right now really helping you get to those results that you really want? And then I'm going to ask you, like, you know, I needed to ask myself earlier, what was that result that I really wanted, by the way? All right, guys. Hey, thank you so much for putting your faith and trust in me by spending this half hour or so thinking about your life, thinking about your thoughts and your actions, that big vision that you really want, those big feelings, experiences that you want most. I really appreciate with so many people out there to listen to you, you're taking the time to listen to me. I will not let you down. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.